Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Gonna need some help from the golf nerds here, and there's no shortage of them. What's going on between J.J. Spahn and his wife? J.J. Spahn, who just won the U.S. Open.
Nothing.
Apparently there's drama about like him not acknowledging her after he won the U.S. Open.
People are so dumb.
I mean, what's happening? Is there anything? Is this a nothing burger? What's going on?
He kissed her after he came off the green.
And then she handed him one of the kids.
Yeah. Victor Hovland was putting out the finish.
Yeah.
And he showed respect to Hovland. And it was a little jarring to some people because they're so used to seeing the little kids run up to the dad. A dad showed all this emotion, hug the kids like crazy, hug the mom. But he had so much poise in the moment to say, hold on, we got to swat away a second. We got to wait a second. Let him finish because, you know, it's a big, you know, big commotion. And it was a really, really respectful move by Spahn that some people misinterpreted as some sort of weird friction between he and his wife.
Yeah.
And as soon as Hovland sank the putt, then he leaned over and kissed his wife on the lips. He picked up the kids more, and you know, and then he had the kids with him, you know, when he's signing his card, he's taking pictures, holding the trophy with them. The wife is thrilled.
Any father who has two young kids like that is going to pay more attention to them at that particular moment than his, than their wife. They just are.
Yeah, the kids are going
because
take
he's
precedence.
Got a hold because he's got to hold precedence. One as they're walking up the stairs, and he's got he's holding his older daughter. His wife is holding the younger daughter. I mean, what does social media want him to do?
I think they think they were a little put off by in the moment he was telling them to hold off. That's my interpretation.
I don't know. There are a lot of articles written about it. It wasn't just social media, and obviously a lot of people are talking about it. It was just kind of awkward. Because usually it's much more, I don't know how else to say it, like loving than that. And if they are going through something, like, all right, that's not the end of the world either. But everyone was pointing out the fact that JJ went to the store at 3 a.m. Like, why is he doing that the night before the biggest round of his life?
It's a good question.
Why is the big silly going to the store
at 3 a.m.? He's a good dad.
Maybe he is.
He's a good dad.
Maybe
well,
he's in the doghouse.
I'm sorry, that's one where your wife has to say, you've got a huge day tomorrow.
You stay with the kids.
I'll handle this. I'll go out and get
if that happened to me,
I'll go get the Pepto-Bismol.
I would have gone out.
Hear the nugget about that. So tell me that nugget.
Apparently, one of his daughters got sick overnight the night before the final round, so he went out to get medicine at
the 3 a.m. He's a good dude.
He's just a good dude.
I mean, he wasn't teeing off until freaking 2:30.
Not every wife is going to take that bullet.
Your wife's got to have your back there when you have the biggest professional day of your life.
Maybe she offered, and he said, I got it. I'll take care
of it. Well, then, if that's the case, he is the nicest guy on the planet.
He might be.
And kind of dumb because he's got the U.S. Open hanging.
Maybe
the balance
he just couldn't sleep anyway. He's got too much on his mind.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe that's it. You know who can always sleep at 3 a.m.? Me.
3
a.m.?
Not me. I was up at 3 a.m. this morning, and I slept good last night.
I was up at 3:30.
Really?
I was awake.
You've been awake since 3:30?
Yes.
I was awake.
Look,
to sleep.
If I lean over and the clock says 2:45. I know I'm kind of up. I can't fall back asleep.
You don't want to sneak in another 45 minutes for an hour?
I just can't do it.
I do.
What about the fact that he acknowledged his kids during the ceremony and like said how like thanked his kids, but didn't thank his wife?
I don't know.
I mean, just forgot maybe.
I'm willing to bet that there's nothing there.
Probably had a lot on his mind.
Yeah it happens. I'm giving him the benefit of the doubt.
It was just kind of because here's the thing, and I was telling Valdez this yesterday. I heard someone making the argument that U.S. Open and Father's Day is the best holiday sports connection there is, better than the NFL on Thanksgiving.
Pretty darn good.
Better than NBA on Christmas. People sleep on how special the Father's Day portion of it is. And you are just kind of, every single year they make a huge deal of the family waiting for him on the 18th green. And it was just a little, I'll be honest, it was a little awkward. It wasn't like the big loving thing.
He was being respectful.
You wanted a bigger scene,
totally
right?
You wanted the tears. You wanted the big kiss with the wife. And you didn't really get all that.
He had that with his caddy.
He started to cry with his caddy.
Yeah.
He definitely was crying.
I know. He wanted it with the family.
By the way, I think his coaches were hammered.
They look like.
Oh, really? That video that was going viral.
His short game coach, the other guy.
The guy they kept showing in the navy blue polo.
Oh, yeah, yeah. With this, and with the younger, maybe that was his kid. Yeah.
There was a video that went viral. Those two guys, they were hammered.
Yeah.
They were saying, listen, I love you, bro.
Because of you.
Love you because of you. You did it.
Yeah. Dude, they just won a major.
Good.
I give him a pass.
I think the major was still going on.
Give him a pass.
It just ended.
No. It had just ended.
Yeah, he had just made it.
I know, but they were hammered.
You saw how deep he was when his buddy had a hole in one.
I know, my buddy had a hole in one, and literally I thought I had the big one.
Rain delay.
They got caught up in the rain delay.
They were throwing back drinks during the rain delay.
Just think, all of the nervousness is starting to set in. Now you have this big delay.
By the way, at the delay, he was close within a few shots, but nobody thought he was going to be able to come back from falling back.
Not after bogeying five of the first six.
You just think he's mentally shot.
Correct. It was a great story.
Yeah. Some people are also saying they're still talking about Rory's struggles, and they're trying to tie it back to the wife. Rory actually had an interesting comment where he said he feels like he has two different lives, that he has his, which I could totally see. He has his tour life. Mm-hmm. He's out on the tour, and he's like the center of everyone's attention. And then he has his family life, where, he's with his wife and his two children, and he can't wait to get back home and be with his family and his kids and everything. But, being on tour and, all the annoying things that go with being a superstar and the pressure, and then when you're home, you don't really have that pressure, and you can't wait to get back home to that. Not alluding to there being troubles at home. In fact, quite the opposite.
Yeah.
That he can't wait to get back home into some normalcy.
Right.
Which I can imagine.
He's playing this week. He's playing the Travelers.
He's got one more before he can go back.
Correct.
Which kind of alludes to that comment.
And then he'll just take the next month off before the Open.
Right. He had that comment of, I just want, hopefully the round's in under 4 hours. I get out of here. He is mentally sort of over golf right now and being in the United States. There's no doubt about that. But it shows you how good he is. Didn't even care about making the cut. According to him, he did not care. Didn't even know if he wanted to play two more days, and he birdied the last hole anyway. Yeah.
Who wants to play in that mess for two more days?
Cost me $20.
Yeah. I definitely would not want to play. I mean, hell, Valdez invited me a couple weeks ago out to play Trump. I know he's playing with Mar today. I don't have any. I played Trump, 20 times back in when it was Lowe's Island and all that.
Yeah.
I don't like playing courses. It's a great course. I don't like playing courses where you just get kicked in the face and you just
Trump's a great spot.
Yeah.
That's where I played with TJ Oshie.
You play for the white tees on a normal time, it's fine. But,
You're not looking for too big of a challenge.
I'm not trying to go out there and shoot 180. Yeah. It's not a fun time for me.
You have zero golf confidence.
Correct.
It's startling to me because I feel like you have.
You want to say something nice about me?
Yeah, yeah. I feel like you have good. Self-worth, at least when you're on air, you're very confident. And
I have a lot of swagger in most places.
Swagger, yeah.
No, I tweeted about this. Golf is the most humbling thing that you can experience in life. It just pulls your pants down at your most cocky moments and exposes you for the fraud that you are. You can have a birdie, you can have a couple hot holes, you think you're great, and next thing you'll do something that Mike Moore would do.
You're just...
you're joning.
Yeah.
Stray.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're
caught astray there, buddy. Sorry.
It happens.
It's just golf, pants constantly. You think your money, let's say I'm 55 years old. Let's say I hit a 295-yard drive, and I got 80 yards in, and all of a sudden you lay the sod over it, and the ball goes about 2 feet. And then you pull your pants down, and you feel like you got 1 inch there. it just pants you all the time. Golf just constantly pulls you down and shows you for the fraud.
Come on, you're supposed to pep talk Mike Marr today.
I'm sure Marr wants to hear this.
That's just my opinion on golf. I don't have any golf swagger. I can hit wonderful shots. I'm also capable of repeatedly hitting the worst shots possible. I have no golf confidence. Zero.
I'm going to pants that championship course.
Yeah, sure you are.
Good luck.
You got to take a few shots of Mar today. I need to see him pantsing this course.
I have more confidence in probably anything. Playing tennis left-handed than I do golf overall. And I can have a good round. Golf's freaking a nightmare.
But you're addicted to it.
I love the feeling of hitting a pure iron. It feels literally like sex. When you pure an iron, and you hold your follow through, that divot's flying through the air, and it lands about 8 feet, and it spins back a little bit.
Yep, that's a good feeling.
It is an incredible feeling. Now, when you hit one a little thin, or you hit one a little fat, or you lay the sod over it, or you know, automatic that focus. Feels like you just want to murder your family. Yeah. I don't know. Sorry about these. I do have swagger.
It's not golf.
I don't have golf swagger.
I know.
Swagger.
It's a weird juxtaposition.
I'm a complicated person.
Yes, many layers.
Golf is hard. Golf is a hard game. Played it for 40 years. And I've played some of my best golf of my life at this age, and I still have zero confidence. I have the confidence of this popcorn kernel.
You might need to hire a mental coach.
Yeah, I was going to say that. Instead of lessons, we need to get you a mental coach.
You need a sports psychologist.
Less
sports
psychologist. More of your brain.
True.
Work on your brain.
My buddy who I played with for 40 years, he says, you're just a head case. He says, you're just a head case. Total head case.
Don't you think a sports psychologist could fix you?
Yeah, but I'm a brokey. You forgot I'm a brokey. I couldn't even afford one right now.
Yeah. Find a nub sports psychologist.
Can we get a pro bono?
Somebody who's training to be a sports psychologist.
Bob Rotella's from like Virginia.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Besides to sit down with Bob Rotella, the greatest.
Don't know who that is.
Come on, Cakes.
Bob Rotella?
He's the greatest, like, golf sports psychologist like the history of the game.
Like, normal people are supposed to know who that person is. Come on. Come on, guy. You're living in a golf bubble now.
All right. I'm sorry. He's a legendary. Rotella. He's probably written 40 books. I mean, he's a legend.
40 books that nobody has read.
The golf community knows. I'm speaking to the golf community right now.
Okay.
I don't know. Maybe 100 million people. Maybe not you. Sorry. It's fine.
You went too far. You went too deep.
With the Bob Rotella?
Yeah.
Lost you at Bob Rotella? Yeah. Okay. All right.
One step too far.
These things happen.
Anyway, so JJ Spawn and his wife, they're fine.
I think they're totally fine. It shows you what a class act he is to get up at 3 in the morning. Because I probably would have used the old, I got a freaking final round of U.S. Open. I would have said that.
Yeah.
I'm sure there wasn't any screaming or yelling or
with him and his wife.
Yeah.
He could have just been
fine.
Giving...
I'll do it. I'll go to the store.
Yeah. Hey, you don't think there's any possibility he could have just been giving her the cold shoulder because he was Rick.
Maybe.
We'll never know.
No, I don't think
we
so.
Have no
My
idea.
Understanding is, if you heard people, they say he's like, he literally is the nicest guy on tour. Everybody loves him. Yeah. I doubt that he's a complete monster to his wife.
He doesn't look like that.
Yeah.
There's a reason why the Commanders stay at a hotel the night before a game, home or away.
Get their heads straight.
Well, you don't want any distractions.
Well,
yeah, I don't understand why these guys don't stay in the hotel room. But you hang out with your family all day, go to a different place to sleep.
Is that what you would do? Would you 100% separate? Like if you were,
if you had the final round? $4.3 million on the line?
Yeah,
sorry, babe.
You know what's funny is he didn't even think, like for us, and look, he's not rich, like he's got $100 million. I bet you he didn't even think about that money. He's not even thinking about it.
The Wanamaker, whatever it's called.
Yeah, he's thinking about that trophy.
That's the PGA trophy. Even I know that, Trab. Come on. All right, don't forget, coming up later in the show at 9:25, we will be joined by Chelsea Janes from the Washington Post. Talk about the Nats and more with her. That's coming up at 9:25.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.